Resurrected Republic, Truth Radio Broadcast, on RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth. Ladies and gentlemen, tonight, Resurrected Republic Truth Radio Broadcast. Moments ago, I just conducted an interview with Ryan Bundy, who's running for Nevada governor. He couldn't make it he's on his way to another event, so we had to do this pre-broadcast, but I want to share this interview with you. We didn't even get to edit it or clean it up. He was driving through a canyon, and a couple times it dropped off, so I apologize for that, but I want to bring this to you right now. Ryan Bundy for governor. Hey, I'm on the line with Ryan Bundy. Ryan, it's good to have you with us.
It's good to be there, Tom.
So, very excited about your race for governor. I've been waiting. I've been trying to be patient. I know you've been so busy lately. There's so many things going on. But can you tell us how that race, how it's coming along?
Well, we're moving along. Like I said, we've got lots of support, and we're gaining more every day. I don't know, doing lots of interviews, lots of schedules, a few opportunities to speak. I'd like a few more of those, but there's a bunch of invitations coming up and a bunch of events that are going to happen in the next couple months. A lot of county fairs and meet and greets and different opportunities like that I'll be attending.
Catch maybe a couple of those, maybe.
Well, yes. So been a little bit slow in the summer, which is kind of always that way. You know, you get through the primaries, it's the 1st of June. June, July, August, there's a little bit of a time to rest in one way, but people are vacationing and paying attention to their lives. And then in the fall, things start kicking up again. So,
yeah. Well, you know, you are, and everybody who knows you knows that you're conservative, but you place principles over party. And I think that is one of the most refreshing and necessary things, especially for governor. Can you tell us a little bit about what makes you a little bit different than the in crowd?
Well, I can tell you up straight that I understand the proper form of government and the proper purpose for government, and it seems like none of the other candidates do. In fact, very, very few men and women in political positions understand that, and that's a sad reason why we're in such a terrible shape the way we are.
And they're fighting to spread our democracy.
Yeah, our democracy, exactly. That's just a problem. Being that our founding fathers established a republic and guaranteed a republican form of government in under Article 4 of the Constitution, and yet I hear all the time that we're a republic and we're no such thing. So.
Yeah, well, they spread it across the world. You know, I haven't heard too many governors actually quote from the Constitution in interviews or presentations. It's a refreshing thing to hear. I know that there's been a lot of harsh press when it comes to the left. I don't think these folks realize that what you're advocating for could greatly benefit their lives. And this is what so frustrates me with the mainstream media coverage. Do you think you could tell me a little bit, as governor, what you could do that would benefit the constituents of your state on maybe both sides?
Well, yeah, but, you know, I believe that adhering to, correct form and purpose of government is beneficial to everybody. It's not a party beneficial one side or the other. It benefits all of us because it creates an environment of liberty where we can thrive if we have the innovation or the entrepreneurial, attitude to go about and to provide for ourselves. It opens that up. Now, someone who wants to live under socialism and communism, well, it doesn't help them because, if they're not going to step up and get out and do something for themselves, well, nobody thrives under that. And unless you're a socialist trying to staff off of other people's work.
Right. Well, that's been my complaint with central planning style control of the federal government in the Western states. We've seen in town after town after town, for instance, Grant County in Oregon used to be one of the most prosperous counties in Oregon. And then all of these regulations and federal government management basically destroyed Grant County. Now they're one of the poorest. And this was one of the biggest complaints of the sheriff there, that he was just fit to be tied about, I'd like to see that change. Is there any way that we can put a proper check and balance on the federal government on the state level?
Yes, of course you can, and that is what has not happened for many years. The checks and balances are not taking place. But yes, the state governments, if they would recognize their proper place, which is a legitimate state that has entered on equal footing with the original 13 states, the state that can exercise and acknowledge its sovereignty, that it is not a subdivision of the federal government, but is rather an independent state. Now, we as states in the United States have joined a union, and we're grateful to be a part of that union, and that union is supposed to benefit us as states. But what we've become is just subdivisions of the federal government. And so the states can, if they will, check the federal government by asserting their sovereignty as a state. And along with that comes the claim and control of the land within its borders.
Would be a beautiful thing.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I have to tell everybody, if you become governor, I'm moving to Nevada.
Well, I've heard that a lot, actually, lately. Maybe I'll need to move here first so that you can vote for me and I will become governor.
Yeah. That's a good thing, man. All right. So as your role of governor, what do you think that you can change in Nevada right now, or what do you think that you could work to change in Nevada right now that accomplishes some of these goals?
Well, kind of already said that to some degree, but immediately
yeah.
I will recognize that Nevada is a sovereign state. I'll start making steps to make that a reality rather than just a theology or a pigment of our imagination at the point. But another one of my important points is the judicial system. The trials that are going on a federal level that are outside the jurisdiction of federal courts. I'll put a stop to that. Just so people understand, our federal government only has what power we've given it. That is made clear in the 10th Amendment. And so when we look at the judicial powers of the United States, we give the federal government the judicial powers in Article 3 of the Constitution. In Article 3, Section 2, it lays out the several jurisdictions that we allow the federal courts to have. And there's six of them. There's only six jurisdictions that they have. And of those six, all of them are civil jurisdictions. The federal government does not have jurisdiction over criminal matters. Criminal matters are a state jurisdiction issue. And so the federal courts exercising or prosecuting crime is unconstitutional, except in the case of impeachment. That's how the Constitution reads.
Right.
Otherwise, a man who is accused of a crime is to be tried in the state and in the district, which is a subdivision of the state, not District of Columbia. In other words, not in a federal district, but in a state district. One who is accused has the right to be tried in the state and the district in which he was, the alleged crime has taken place. And he is to be tried by a jury of the state. Now, of, the word of means deriving from or belonging to. And so that jury must be a state jury, not a federal jury, not a jury called up by a federal court. And so both the Article 3 and the Sixth Amendment make it clear that all crimes are to be tried on a state level. And yet we have so many that are being tried on a federal level.
They're misusing. Chris Ann Hall talks about this too. It seems to me they're way misusing the original intent of the Commerce Clause to accomplish a large part of that that nonsense. But that's just one aspect. You know, another aspect that kind of concerns me. Okay, sorry about that. We got cut off. But,
all right. Well, yeah, I'm traveling. As I told you, I'd be stuck in
Oh, that's okay. We'll take you any way we can get you, brothers. As busy as you've been, I'm glad that I could get you on the way to somewhere.
All right. Yeah, that's sometimes the best for me to talk is in transit. No, okay, so where were we?
The interruption. The boundaries of the federal government and the state government and jurisdiction and prosecuting crimes. One of the things I was about to ask you was, I've heard that now they're challenging again the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, this decision to, which was, you know, they dropped this case and with prejudice too. There's willful withholding of evidence. This is your case, but this is happening in so many other cases that it's relevant, like across the board. Willful withholding of evidence, destruction of evidence, crimes that are being committed by these federal prosecutors. And I kind of have a question. If a federal prosecutor breaks a law and it lies in a court, now I know that they're claiming federal jurisdiction in the matter, right? But is there any way to for a governor or for the his appointees to take some sort of action against that crime?
Well, I'll have to look into that, but there certainly should be. I mean, if there's a crime been committed, then there's a crime been committed. If he's in the state of Nevada, then turn and prosecute him for the crimes he's committed.
Yeah,
so I know that they're claiming jurisdiction in Nevada, but they never have established jurisdiction. See, now that's the other thing about jurisdiction in a court case, whether it be civil or criminal. As soon as jurisdiction is challenged, then that challenge must be answered and satisfied to establish jurisdiction. And until such has taken place, the case is supposed to come to a complete standstill. Nothing's supposed to happen, because if they don't have jurisdiction to administer the case, then they have no authority to do anything other than to dismiss the case.
Right.
And so I challenged jurisdiction, and never have they answered it. It wasn't just one challenge. I actually made three different types of jurisdictional challenges. Mm-hmm. And they simply went unanswered. The judge just dismissed, or she struck them from the record as moot. In other words, she refused to answer them. And so, the federal court simply does not have jurisdiction here. And because they could not answer that question favorably to their need, to their desires, they simply went about to ignore them. But still, they do not have lawful jurisdiction in the matter. And the problem is that nobody is holding them accountable for operating under the presumption and assumption that they do. And so, again, that's why we need a strong state government to make that check and that balance. And so there is a way to go about that, and the governor has the authority to make that happen. And so, again, that's why I am running for governor in part.
You know, I've had conversations with people of both right and left persuasions in Nevada since you started running for governor, and you're starting to resonate with more people than I think that you're even aware of. There are people on, and like you said, that this is principle over party. There are people on both sides of the political spectrum that are just absolutely fed up with certain aspects of this federal government, like this land management. It is still the perpetuated lies going on, you know, about all of these ranchers, not just your dad, but many of these ranchers. 50 of them were in that county that your dad's in. And it just, to me, people are starting to see when there were 50 ranchers and you got one left, that's an agenda. That's not just government regulation. That's government using economic terrorism against the people. Now, my argument with that is when you catch, and we have caught employees plotting and planning to do this, like no cattle free in 93, no more new moo in 92. These are agendas. This essentially becomes, at that point, ideologically driven, but it becomes a corrupt criminal organization. And when two or three or more people conspire to cheat somebody out of their land, whoever makes the profit, whether it's the government or whether it's a private corporation or whether it's an individual, it's still a criminal conspiracy, is it not?
Yes, certainly it is. You know, they want to charge us with criminal conspiracy, but where, you know, to impede a federal officer from, you know, conducting his work, but yet they've been involved in a conspiracy for years to eliminate the ranchers and the producers off the land. And so, you know, anyway, yes, our conspiracy was obviously proven untrue, and yet here's continues on unprosecuted because, you know, hey, they're all in the game together. So,
oh, they got to be shaken a little bit for your run. I hope they're a little bit nervous. Finally have maybe some law and order in the state of Nevada for real. That would be nice.
Yes, well, that's what will take place. So.
Yes, sir. Well, we talked a little bit before about this case with this FBI agent involved in the trial that's going on right now with United States versus Astor Rita, which I think is important, although I don't think that he's being charged with the appropriate amount or severity of crimes. I hate to make one or two guys the scapegoat because there are certainly people at a higher level that were pulling some strings there, but you were there and of course, in the truck and took one in the shoulder. Can you tell us a little bit about what you know about that case for our audience?
Well, you know, the case, they are charging Joseph Astorita with, you know, lying more or less to the superiors about shots that he fired. He claimed that he didn't shoot any shots, and yet there's shell casings that are missing, you know, ammunition that's missing that wasn't accounted for. And I don't know exactly how they come to the point that he is the culprit when there were numerous shooters. But anyway, it's a case about the dishonesty. You know, they wanted me to be involved. They wanted the bullet out of my shoulder to try to prove his dishonesty. To me, it's just a scapegoat program.
We'll be right back, folks, with Ryan Bundy on Resurrect the Republic, RTR Truth Media, Reloaded.
This is the most transparent administration in history.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Welcome back, Resurrector Republic, Truth Radio Broadcast, RTR Truth Media Reloaded. We have on tonight an interview that was conducted ended just moments before the show started. We didn't even have a chance to edit it. With Ryan Bundy, who's running for Nevada governor. And I can tell you, I swear, if he becomes governor, I'm moving to Nevada and I'm staying there. Anyway, we have a little bit of news for you before we get back to the interview. Okay, I'm getting a message in right now. I believe Jeanette Finnegan is going live right now. If that completes before the end, we'll give you an update. We do have a new channel, a new video channel at vid.me, at real.video, real.video. Mike Adams Network. We just established a channel on. We have a couple videos up. We're going to be pretty much using it to take excerpts from the show, highlights and things like that, as well as news stories. And we're pretty much finished with YouTube. Facebook, as we went live, we were sharing out the promo for Ryan Bundy, they put me in a timeout. I'm really starting to get done with the social media thing. It's really rather disturbing. But anyway, so you can also go to rtrtruthmedia.blogspot.com. We're going to have all of Ryan's links there after the show. So anyway, let's get back to Ryan Bundy running for Nevada governor.
Right. You know, I haven't
I haven't cooperated with them by giving them the bullet for several reasons, but the main reason being is that, you know, you were charging him with attempted murder on me and the murder of Lavoie. Then we're talking about a legitimate charge because that's what took place. You know, even in my case, even in my situation alone, you know, first of all, Lavoie, I know Lavoie was the best.
Hang on, you're breaking up. You still with me?
I might lose you again. So
okay, sorry, you're back. You're back.
Okay, because I'm right down in the canyon right now, so it might be rough.
It's okay.
Okay, so as long as we're good. Okay, with Lavoie, I mean, I know Lavoie was a very good man, and I know that he is the best man that America could produce. Mm-hmm. I just know that. Just can't get much better than what Lavoie is. And yet, they killed him. And they tried to justify it with saying, oh, well, he had a gun. Well, he darn well should have had a gun. He darn well should have been defending himself under such an attack as what they were doing. I don't believe that that's what he was doing. He had his hands in the air, and he was, you know, he was stuck in the snow. It's not like he could hardly even walk. He was, you know, snow up to his waist. You know, he couldn't hardly even move. I mean, what kind of attack can he make? And yet they shoot him in the back like cowards.
Yeah.
And, you know, under those situations, after ambushing us, making an aggressive move against us when we had done no wrong, and we were en route to speak at a public meeting that was put together by the sheriff of the neighboring county. What kind of crime were we committing, for heaven's sake? We weren't. And yet they kill him. Now, besides that point, okay, so let's say they justify Lavoie's death, you know, because, you know, he was reaching for a gun, but he had the right to keep the bare arms to have. But what justification did they have for putting, you know, multiple rounds into the vehicle that were triangulated to kill me in the spot that I had been sitting? Mm-hmm. And the only reason they didn't get me was because I had moved, and I still took one in the shoulder. And yet I know of at least five rounds that came into that truck that were targeted to my sitting position. Okay, so what justification did they have for that?
None. Everybody who's seen the video, the only argument that I've heard made, and this is not one that I cater to, but because he came close to the one, we saw that cop when he hit the snow jump out in front of Lavoie's truck. He wasn't standing there and Lavoie barreled towards him. As a matter of fact, if Lavoie hadn't swerved the way he did, he probably saved that cop's life. The idiot jumped out in front of his truck.
That's exactly what happened. Had that guy not jumped in front of him, Lavoie was planning on skirting around the edge of that truck and getting back on the pavement.
Yeah.
But because that man jumped in front of him, Lavoie turned into the snowbank to avoid hitting him. He saved that life. He saved that man's life, and it cost him his own.
Yeah. Yeah.
He saved that man's life, and it cost him his own. You know, if we were strictly just trying to get away, Lavoie should have run him over and kept going.
Yeah.
But that's not what Lavoie did. That shows the goodness of Lavoie.
Yes.
That shows that he's a man who would not hurt another. I know that's what Lavoie was trying to do, was to get around that vehicle. And you know, I heard it said through this trial that the men there at the roadblock and behind, you know, and the ambush, have stated that we must kill Lavoie before he gets to Grant County.
Folks, we'll be right back. Resurrect the Republic, Truth Radio Broadcast with Ryan Bundy.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Mom! My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Welcome back. Welcome back, Resurrect the Republic Truth Radio broadcast with Ryan Bundy.
Well, LaVoy was trying to get to Grant County because he would have had the protection of the sheriff there.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand, I didn't know it at the time, and we didn't know it at the time, but I've heard since that the Grant County line was only another mile or so ahead of that roadblock.
Wow.
Another mile or so, and we would have been in Grant County. And then the other sheriffs and stuff that were working in conspiracy with the FBI and the OSB would have been out of their jurisdiction. And obviously they didn't clue, the Grant County Sheriff in on what was going on. Otherwise, he probably would have been there to protect us.
Yeah.
But as it was, they left him out of the loop because he wouldn't play their games.
Yeah.
But he's the only honorable sheriff in the area up there. So.
Yeah, I really do have a lot of respect for him. Palmer's a good man. He is a good man. We need more sheriffs like that. But, the office of the sheriff is very important, and we've seen these coordinations, these joint task forces.
a lot of researchers that I work with, we all call it what it is. It's martial law. It's not, when you have no separation of powers from federal law enforcement to state law enforcement to county law enforcement, and everybody's working in conjunction with each other, who's going to act as a real check and balance? I do commend, I believe it's Deschutes County Sheriff's, for exposing this lie by Astorita. I do commend them for that.
You know, I can't give them too much credit because they're the ones that justified the LaVoy shooting as a, you know, the LaVoy shooting that justified
shooting. No. Very good point. Very good point. I don't give them too much credit, but, people really need to understand that proper role of interposer. People don't even know what these terms mean, interposer, checks and balances. I try and talk to people about checks and balances, and, well, you know, you have to be a law-abiding citizen. If you run from the cops, that means you're not a law-abiding. People are so brainwashed by authoritarianism that they're not remembering what was fought and bled and died for and handed
to them.
Well,
the problem is they've been taught from infants nearly to submit to authority figures. From kindergarten all the way through school, they're always being, stand in line, do what you're told, obey, 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 you know, and if you don't, then you're insubordinate and you're sent to the principal's office, and there's no, you know, there's no individuality, there's no freedom. All that's being taught is to submit to authority and to obey others' commands. If you do what you're told, then you're good. And if you have any type of individual liberty, then you're subject to punishment. And that's what's being perpetrated in the American society continually. Yeah. And that's contrary to, the precepts of liberty.
Yeah. And, I'd also like to make mention while we're here, an amazing woman in Jeanette Finnicum. This woman who lost her husband, and now she is from Red Pill Expo to Bozeman to all over these events, that she has become an absolute firecracker for freedom. And I just, it's just amazing to me. We've been doing all we can to help her keep her message out there. And what is it more? What more can we do to help spread this message? I mean, sticking at home on our keyboards, it's important to share information. But what can we do to help? You there?
Yeah, we had a hiccup
right
here.
Right again. We did. Isn't going through the canyons great?
Yep. Anyway, I'm through them. I should be having any dead spots from here on out. So.
Oh, good, 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 good. All right. There have been a lot of folks out there. We've always discussed this republic versus democracy. We hear the mainstream media constantly puppeting. I hate to use the term mind control. I'm not going all conspiracy theory. What I mean by mind control is you repeat the same lie over and over and over and over and over again. It starts to set in to the mindset of the people. And I think one of the most important aspects that we can do, one of the, the folks out there at home, is combat this with truth. Who do you look to? What can we do, and who do you look to for good constitutional education?
When it comes to that subject there, go online and find Stephen Pratt. Stephen Pratt taught great seminars, and they're all recorded. You can find them on YouTube. And he goes over that democracy versus republic very well. The other one is there's a video, and it's by John F. McManus. And
oh yes, McManus.
And he does a program called An Overview of Our World. Now he does. There's several versions of it because he's given the seminar several times and it's been recorded. The one I have is on VHS, a little bit older, and it's like 3 hours long, and it's awesome, absolutely awesome. But he goes through the process of the different forms of government. You know, there's, of course, anarchy, then a republic, and then a democracy, and then an oligarchy, and then a monarchy. And so those are the...
I just saw that last week.
Did you?
Yeah, awesome stuff.
And so he goes into detail and explains the different types of governments in the world. And, you know, our founding fathers did not set up a democracy. They set up a republic. And in the Constitution, under Article 4, we are guaranteed a republic form of government. But most people don't even understand the difference between a republic and a democracy. And so they melt the term, saying, oh, well, it's a democratic republic, or, you know, and stuff. Well, no, that doesn't work, you know. It's either a republic or it's a democracy. Now, that doesn't mean in a republic we don't use the process of voting to elect our representatives.
Right. Democratically, we're democratically elected constitutional republic.
Well, you know, and I don't even know if you want to use the word Democrat there. You know, again, just because we use, you know, a process of voting doesn't make us a democracy.
That's right.
You know, but a republic, you know, again, that John F. McManus does the very best. He just explains it so well. So I encourage everyone who's listening to this program to go find that.
We're going to be running it right after. I'm going to be seeding it into this show.
Okay. And again, I don't know which version or which, the one you have. The one I have on VHS is the very best one I've seen. The others aren't done as well, and I certainly hope to have them. I haven't been able to find the version I have on VHS anywhere online. But either way, I hope that you find it.
My favorite part of his presentation was explaining the difference between a democracy and a republic when describing a mob setting upon somebody who committed a crime. The mob says, oh, nine out of ten in the mob say, let's hang him, so he hangs, and that's a democracy. Republic is when the sheriff shows up and says, no, he's coming with me, and he's going to go be tried and have a jury and have due process. And if he's determined guilty, they'll make their mind up what to do with him. That's the difference. The fundamental difference is the rule of law as opposed to mob rule.
That's correct. See, that's the main difference between a republic. A republic is founded upon and established upon a solid set of principles. Now, granted, a republic could be set on incorrect principles. Mm-hmm. But, of course, in our republic, the principles are established in our Constitution. So our Constitution is that rock upon which our republic is founded. And, of course, that's based upon Judeo-Christian values, the Ten Commandments, and principles, the Magna Carta, and other previously established sound doctrine that predates, predecessors our Constitution. But our Constitution espouses all of those principles.
Sure.
And it's supposed to be a rock. That's why it's not easily amended. I mean, yeah, there is a process to amend it, but it's not an easy process. And
that's right.
Now, a democracy, especially a pure democracy, is fluid. There's no solid ground. It's basically mob rule. If there's 51% want it, therefore it is. And at the detriment to the 49. And that's just not, as I've heard it described, that a democracy is an ever-turbulent contention. And in a democracy, never lasts, because as soon as 51% of the people can decide they can vote themselves the largesse of the treasury, so to speak, then all of a sudden, that's what happens, and the country collapses.
Well, this is history. History repeating itself. It's how the Roman Republic fell. It's how Greece fell. It's when the politicians start giving away everything, everybody else's stuff and stuff that they don't have to get into office. The fabric of society collapses. The rule of law collapses. And you just try and pander to the majority. And it's been in the history of the world. It's brought down every great civilization.
Yes. It has. Hey, Thomas, I'm going to have to draw this to a conclusion.
No,
here,
thank you very much. Thank you very much, and we thank you for being with us at Resurrected Republic here. God bless you, brother. I'm praying for you, and,
sure.
And God, I'd love to see you as governor. And do me a favor and tell your wife, God bless her, too. She's been great. Love her post.
Yeah, I'll do that. I appreciate that. Now, before I go, though, and on the note of my candidacy,
sure.
I it is getting to the time where I'm apt to purchase signs and billboards and advertisements.
Mm-hmm.
I need some funding to do that. And
okay.
I need some donations. I'm not like President Trump. I don't have the funds to do all that on my own. I just don't. It'd be nice if I did, but I don't.
Right.
And so I'd like to ask your listeners if they will send me some money to fund my campaign,
mm-hmm.
so that I can get there and be in this position of ability to make these changes we need. So if someone's willing to donate, I ask that they please do so by sending me a direct mail to, and I'll give you my address, which is 361 Riverside Road, Mesquite, Nevada. That's 361 Riverside Road, Mesquite, Nevada, and send, check, money order, or whatever you possibly can. And, I could use some, the largest donation an individual is allowed to make in Nevada is $5,000. I should certainly use a few $5,000 checks, or any denomination less than that would be also appreciated.
No, absolutely. Is there some form of electronic way that they can get to you, a link or?
Yes, there is. They could go to my website, which is RyanBundyGovernor.com, and there is a donate page there. The money is donated that direction or subject to some fees and percentages that diminish the value thereof, but hey, that's part of the process. So if they send it to me by mail, I can utilize
all
100% of it. Yes.
Right.
Your
preferred method would be your address at 361 Riverside Drive, Mesquite, Nevada.
Riverside Road. Yes.
Right, Riverside Road, yes. And if people can't do it that way, RyanBundyGovernor.com. Okay.
Yes.
And, folks, we'll put these links on RTRTruthMedia.blogspot.com as well. We'll have a little Ryan Bundy for Governor section up there with all of Ryan's links and the address. I urge all of my listeners to do so. It doesn't matter what state. Here's another thing. Doesn't matter what state you're in. If we can, this would be a win for Nevada. I believe it would be a win for all of us because it's a start. It's really a start.
The donations do have to come from one of the states of the union. It can't come from a state not belonging to the union. So
right.
That's the only restriction.
Right. Well, thank you very much for joining us today, and we'll do all we can to help you, and certainly. We'll pray for you. Do you mind if you can close us out in a prayer?
I can do that, yes. So
thank
if you're
you.
Ready, I will begin.
I am.
Father in heaven, we come before thee and give thee thanks for this day and for all that thou hast given us. And we are thankful for all the goodness that we have. We ask thee that thou would be with us to help us choose right from wrong. Help us to know right from wrong. Help us to have the courage and the strength to choose the right, regardless of what consequences might follow. Father in heaven, we ask you that thou would bless and preserve our freedom, that thou would place those in office that will do so, that will recognize our rights and protect them. Father in heaven, we love thee. We thank you for thy gospel. We're thankful for the prophets and apostles that have led us and guided us. And we thank thee for all the fellows that dismiss we pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for joining us, Ryan. We're with you.
Okay, thanks, Tom.
All right, you have a great night.
Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ryan Bundy. In a few moments, Mike, let me know when we can do that with the update. I think we'll be covering it on the next segment. We'll have an update on USV Astorita with Jeanette Finnicum and the Center for Self-Governance. We'll be right back. Resurrect the Republic Truth Radio broadcast.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back, Resurrect the Republic Truth Radio broadcast, RTR Truth Media Reloaded. I'm your host, Tom Lackerbear-Stewart. We had Ryan Bundy on, and what we're going to share right now is the Center for Self-Governance and Jeanette Finnicum. This is an update on USV Astorita, the FBI agent that fired upon LaVoy and lied.
Hi, everybody. I'm here with Jeanette Finnicum, and we're somewhere in Oregon, and we just showed a screening of LaVoy, Dead Man Talking. I think it went really well.
It went really well.
It was fantastic. Well. You know, So we've really come to understand how important the phrase label lynching is. Jeanette, your husband was labeled a sovereign citizen, a militia member, anti-government.
White supremacist.
White supremacist. Was he any of those things?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Was he ever proved that in a court of law?
He hasn't had his day in court, but we're working on that.
And so here we've got the label that was used against Lavoie Finicum, and then ultimately he was lynched. He was killed. He was taken. His life was taken from him. And this is very similar to the 80 million Chinese who were label lynched under the Mao regime because of their political beliefs. Lavoie Finicum was just a dual Federalist. He believed in the clear delineation of controls between the state and the federal government, and he had disagreements with them. But how many of you guys out there in Facebook land or across the world, are you okay with label lynching Lavoie Finicum because of his political beliefs, kind of like the Chinese were by the Mao regime, over 80 million of them? Go ahead.
Are you willing to kill him just because he has a different political view?
Yeah. Are you okay with that? Label lynching just simply means using labels to lynch your political demographic out of existence by destroying their reputation, their business, their employment, and even having them imprisoned or killed. Now, white supremacy has resulted in thousands of human beings in our country being lynched because they were labeled as inferior race because of the color of their skin. The Jews, they were label lynched as rats by the Nazis. A movie was made about them called The Eternal Jew. And so here we are in the 21st century. People like myself, people like your husband, yourself, you were labeled as a sovereign citizen. Do you have a birth certificate?
I do. I have a passport.
You have a driver's license?
I do.
Are you anti-government?
No.
Do you believe in the federal government?
I do.
So, guys, when are you going to stop label lynching the Finicum family and other people who aren't white supremacists? I can't remember his name, somebody named Alsip, who's a white supremacist because he believes that all whites are superior to other people. It's just absolutely ridiculous notion in the 21st century. We need to eradicate label lynching from our planet. Don't you agree?
I agree.
Guys,
I agree.
Let's work together.
Don't you?
Let's work together to eradicate the label lynchers across the world who use labels to lynch their political opponents out of existence. All right, guys.
So God bless.
We got to get on the road because I'm tired.
We got a way to go.
Love you guys.
Thanks so much, guys.
All right. See you on the trail.
All right. Now, folks, remember, we have a new channel. I actually have people pulling up right now. We're going to be taking tons of archives. Please check out real.video. It's Mike Adams' channel. I'm going to cut out of here for now. God bless all of you. Resurrect the Republic, Truth Radio Broadcast, RTR Truth Media, Reloaded.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.